Welcome to the MegaCast.
Welcome to episode 77 of the MegaCast. We're past the three-quarter way mark. We're on the home stretch to episode 100. I'm joined tonight by Josh and Wilco. Good evening, fellas.
Good evening, good
evening, sir.
I can't believe, like, really, we've been doing this for
almost
77 episodes.
Yeah, almost 2 years. It's a bit ridiculous.
Yeah, it's fucking cool.
E3 will be it's our really actual cool. two-year anniversary, depending on whether you take it from the failed first episode or the actual 1.5.
So. Yeah, it's fucking rad, regardless. I'm pretty stoked that we've been going this long. Hopefully we go for another 77 more, realistically. I think we probably will.
Yeah, we'll see.
You know, I'm a pretty stubborn bugger when it comes down to these things.
Yeah, you definitely are.
Wilco... What have you been up to for the past 7 days since episode 76, which was great, by the way?
Well, quite a bit, to be honest. I just realised I didn't put one thing on the schedule, so I'll start off with that so I don't forget it. I purchased myself a Stream Deck on Sunday.
A Stream Deck?
Yeah, Stream Deck is the best dick you'll ever get. Nah, honestly, it's changed my life getting the dick into me, so...
This
thing is
fair enough. That's how it's going to be this podcast.
We've got to follow on, to be honest. Elgato's Stream Deck is amazing. I'd been hassling with changing windows, changing screens to change scenes, and it had been really annoying me because it looks unprofessional when you bring up your desktop and then you change scenes and then things happen. And having to do things, so I've got like automated tweets. I just press a button and it tweets when I go live, and I've then got another tweet button which I press and it says I'm still live. I can change scenes, and this is only after about 15 minutes of setting it up. Like, there's so much potential here. I've got a button for dad jokes.
It sounds like I need one.
Oh, it's amazing. It is expensive, but
it's, $250, I think.
Nah, $199. So.
Oh well, if I didn't get this fucking speeding fine tonight, I would have bought one of those instead.
That's it. So, it's changed everything. I've got to do little pretty icons for everything, but I'm really, really happy with where it's sitting at the moment. I just need to get a good couple of hours to sit down and really nut it out and set it up. So
need a good couple of hours to sit down, nut out the dick.
That's it. That's the best way to nut it out too. Over a couple of hours. So. I'm going to skip the first one because I know me and Josh are going to...
A couple of minutes for me, mate, just letting you know.
A couple of seconds, mate.
It's because I'm tech savvy.
That's it. I'll leave the first one because I think we'll talk about that in a second with Josh. And there's a phone in the background that's still not on mute, but that's okay. Rainbow Six Siege, mate, that came out Thursday we played
came out next. Rainbow Six Siege
the update Chimera released on Tuesday.
Chimera,
yeah, and Outbreak, which is part of that release on the same day. We got to play it Thursday night with the boys from Locked On. The three of us without Whip went through for an hour before the before we recorded our podcast, and I might say that we actually completed the mission first attempt. So that was good. It was crazy. It took about 45 minutes and scary as shit at some stages, and really hard, like really difficult. We haven't beaten a mission since. There's three missions that have dropped in this thing. We have attempted all three. The closest we get is the one we've beaten. And in true Ubisoft fashion, the helicopter does crash in one of the missions. that was good fun, and it was unexpected. We didn't see it this time. All the trailers that showed the helicopter not crashing, so it was a bit of a surprise. But it's just like, it's horde mode, it's scary zombies, it's being
Russian
stealthy.
Zombies, wasn't it?
It is Russian alien zombies.
Russian
we haven't
alien
got to
zombies,
the bottom.
That's right.
We haven't the other two missions we haven't finished delve a bit more into the story. We haven't finished them yet, so we'll probably have a crack at that this week or next week, but it's got about 21 days or 20 days to go now, so we do really need to get into it and finish those missions. We've taken a few we're just still trying to get used to what weapons work best and the mechanics around some of the bosses. Like, there's a really big boss that basically takes no damage except for in the back center back, but you, I think it's three melee hits to the back, get it down, but you've got to get it to rush at a wall. You've got to get out of the way. It's got to hit the wall, then it goes down. Then you do one melee attack, and then you got to do rinse and repeat over and over again. So Yeah, it's good fun. And like three man Rainbow Six, it gives something for three people to do rather than the standard five or four that we've been running most of the time. So yeah, it was something pretty good. And I've been playing a shit ton of Total War Arena, to be honest.
Yeah, you have been. I've been seeing you play a lot of that.
Yeah, we stream it now pretty much constantly every Sunday night. It's going to be my war gaming night for now, but we are playing Total War. We picked up one of the viewers has jumped in and played with us last Friday. We had a group of four of us with Stevie Jar and shit. Last Wave, and we wrecked shop. We had some great matches, and we're starting to progress now together through to level 3, level 4 of our units. So it's starting to really get the people who don't know what they're doing are either knowing what they're doing or they're dropping off. So we're getting to see more units. We're getting to have a bit more some bit more strategic gameplay rather than just rushing at each other and seeing who has the best units. So Dennis is an amazing amount of knowledge on this game. I assume he's been playing the closed beta for a fair while now, so it's been great having him there telling us what to do and all that kind of stuff, playing with the different things. And I must say, considering I haven't spent a cent on it and I am using a free account, not the review account I got given, progressing the grind, you can feel the grind at the moment, but it's not that bad. Like, I always feel like I'm getting somewhere because in between levels, you do upgrade weapons and things like that with the XP you're getting. So there's always something. And I've been getting a few MVPs for each match, so pretty happy with that. It's good fun. And I wish we get more USM people to play it, because you can play up to 10 people on the side, and I really want to see like a 6 or 7
man squad. I would come and play. But,
yeah, but we want to play the game we're playing, not the game previous.
Yeah, I can't.
Like you would be in that previous game, we would be in the current game. We'd be like, Josh, can you do this?
No.
Hold on, give me 5 minutes, boys.
So that fucking lag.
That's it.
That was a lag joke, everyone, in case you didn't catch it.
Yeah, also just in his computer just in case you got a real life lag. So,
I really need a new one of them.
You do. The other thing I sneaky had to start off this afternoon, the guys at Damsel have now put in, they've released the second half or second third of their content as part of the early access, so there's another 25 missions there. But they're now doing weekly challenges. So each week there's a new leaderboard. They give 5 specific missions that you go into this playlist and you play through the 5 missions. They've got a top 10 leaderboard there, and you see how you go, and top of the table gets promoted at the end of the week. So unfortunately last week Anthony himself, the dev of the game, won. So I haven't seen him attempt this one, so I think he might be stepping out of the way, letting some actual people out there have a crack at it themselves. The problem is, I played it this afternoon, there's only 3 people on the leaderboard, so anyone out there who's got Damsel, have a crack at it, because these guys need your support and we need to fill out that leaderboard, and I will get some good scores on there and I'll challenge you all to try and beat it, so please give it a go.
Yeah, nice. Actually, I've got to jump back in Damsel as well. It's one of the only games I can still play on my PC without it melting, so
that's it. Definitely get into it. And like, the new missions are pretty cool. Like, I've got some of the zombies have rocket launchers now, and vampires.
That's what you want to give a zombie. That is what you want to give a zombie. So if you look at a zombie, you go, what does this zombie need? A rocket launcher.
Yep, definitely. I agree 100% with you on that one. So, definitely Damsel. I love the platforming of it. You know, we've talked about it in the past, how good it is. So unfortunately, we missed that episode. But So the other thing is the Sea of Thieves. They had their final beta this weekend. Because I'm about to lose breath from talking, Josh, I know you've been playing it as well. What did you think of it?
I was pleasantly surprised, to be honest with you. One of the big worries that I had, so obviously the wife and I are both going to get it, and it's a game that we both want to play together. Want to play it together. So one of the big worries that I had was how much content was going to be in the game. And how long it would keep my attention, I guess, with such a crazy slew of amazing games coming straight at us later this year. And I played it pretty solidly over the weekend with the wife.
You fucking oath you did.
It was good. It was really good. A lot more content in there. Well, a lot more content
They seem to have, like, the weekend before was the scale test, and that seemed to be you run into someone every 5 seconds. This time it seemed to be, I don't know about you guys, but we didn't really run into anyone. We could see them in the distance.
Oh, man.
No, we did.
Emma was losing her fucking mind. Josh's partner was losing. I was trying. So my experience of the game so far is me falling asleep watching these two playing it. I personally, it's not probably my thing, personally. I understand why people are getting into it, but I had to watch Emma, like, lose her mind at Josh because Josh was about to ram them into a bunch of rocks.
I did, and too. I think we actually got air. I'm pretty sure we actually got some air.
So Emma's sitting on the couch. Emma's sitting on the couch playing on that TV. I'm on a mattress on the floor because that's where I was sleeping for a couple of weeks. Thank you, Josh. You legend. sleeping there. So I was, like, drifting off to sleep, and all of a sudden Emma's like, Josh! It's fucking rocks! Turn the boat! and I'm like, what? And I, like, open one eye, and she keeps screaming, and you hear nothing from Josh's room because he's got his headphones on. So then Emma gets up, runs into the other room, and I hear in stereo from the TV and from the headset that Emma's thrown across the room and from the hallway, turn the fucking boat! We're about to hit the rocks, for fuck's sake! And then, hits the rocks.
Why didn't you turn the boat,
Josh?
That
was quite good.
Because, no, see, the thing is, so we had the big,
galleon.
Yeah, the galleon. Yeah, we had the big galleon. And that thing's slow to turn, like, proper slow to turn. And we had, like, all three sails down. So Emma, I was steering, Emma was lookout. But she'd muted herself.
She muted her mic.
She muted her mic. So she's yelling at me. I've got my headphones on, which is some pretty good ones, so it kind of drowns everything else out. So I couldn't hear her. So I'm just cruising along. I can't fucking see shit because there's a couple of big ass sails in my way. Next thing I know, the door smashes open. Turn the boat. What? Bang. We crashed. Tore the whole bottom out of the boat. I'm pretty sure we got some air. It was great. Good times.
Well, you want to be a pirate, to be honest.
Yeah.
There was another time where Emma... they were getting attacked by another group of pirates, and Emma's gone, fuck this, and jumped off the side of the boat into the water to try and board their ship. And she swims over to the ladder, and I said, Emma, as soon as you pop your head up, he's going to be standing on top of the ladder and he's going to kill you. No, he won't. He didn't even see me jump off. She pops her head out and she dies. I told you. And then something cool happened. She was a ghost on a ghost ship, and I thought that was pretty rad.
Yeah, the ghost ship. I want to control that ghost ship at some point. That'd be great. But we ended up playing with Whippy for a while as well. Thank you, Whippy.
Yeah, we talked about that last night on the podcast. It went down really well.
Yeah, Stevie Jar was trying to play with us, and then he jumped out because he was having some issues. So it was the three of us for a while. And then the following day, that was on Saturday, Arvo and Knight. And then the following day, Sunday, it was just me and Emma in the little schooner, the 2-1. And that was fun. They've put some more content in there. There's a lot more customization stuff that we could do this time around.
Many outfits.
And for the boat, like, different stuff for the boat. Yeah. You can start customizing your own boat and the like. Ended up buying some gold-plated weapons. I don't know if they... As far as I'm aware, they don't do anything, do any extra damage. No, they're just gold-plated.
None of the cosmetics actually do affect gameplay whatsoever.
That's what I was thinking. But... yeah, so we did that. One of the things that we've discussed on this podcast is the worry about griefers. Mm-hmm. I've found out that we're probably going to be griefers, I think. We were cruising along, and so we're in a little schooner, and we see one of the galleon parked. See a galleon parked at an island. So we're like, let's go over there. Let's take him on. We go over there. There's nobody on the galleon. They must be on the island. So I kind of cruise in beside it, drop the anchor. Emma dives off and climbs up. I start setting up the one cannon we've got. Emma starts bringing up the anchor because we wanted to sail off with their boat. But they came back and killed us, sadly.
Oh, that is sad. we didn't actually go into any... We played about 8 hours over Friday, Saturday night. We didn't do any PvP. We just enjoyed, you know, going around looking for chests, looking for...
Did you do any of the animal quests?
We got one. This was one of our biggest problems, was we got forced to matchmake with someone. We only had three, and they put us with a fourth twice. The first time, Josh went, oh, cool, there's a golden chicken here in a coop, and took it. And then you hear this voice coming from the behind him. Did you just steal my golden chicken? And apparently the dude that we were with, it was his golden chicken. And Josh then proceeded to die while the ship was floating away. So he lost his golden chicken that he'd probably been searching for hours for. And then we quickly jumped out of that and jumped back in and got another random. And he took us to one of the skeleton forts. But then we end up on an island chasing pigs. But we had no pig pen. And then we went back, got the pig pens, and then we're sailing back to the ship. And then Stevie Jar will left your game and wanted to join us. So we just left game. And old mate was just would have been sitting on a galleon in the middle of nowhere going full like, pelt at an island. So yeah, that was we didn't actually end up doing it then. And we just kept on chasing chests around.
Did you try the Skelly Fort?
Yeah, yeah, the big green skull in the sky.
Yeah, yeah.
We chased that. We gave up after about probably 10 minutes of banging our head against the wall, and it kept on respawning. We're like, this is stupid.
They're hard, man. Like, they're just, there's hundreds of the fucking things in there.
They just keep on respawning wave after wave. So it's pretty much a horde mode. We just didn't know that. There was no communication to say this is what it is. So we just thought it was just a continuous respawn, and we were never going to get it. But apparently we were fairly close from what this rando that was with us said, because we just took off. We said, no, we're not doing this anymore. So he respawned on the boat and he's like, why are you leaving? Like, this is boring. We're never going to get there. And he goes, oh, no, we were like very, very close to the big boss arriving, and we would have got like 3 to 4 grand chests out of it.
You get some good loot, apparently.
And we're like, yeah, we'll go get our 200k chests or 200 gold chests, and we'll have fun doing that.
But no, it was good. I was surprised. It has a surge. Some of my warriors are gone. Not all of them. Some of them are, though. And I do think it's going to be something that when we get it, like Emma and I both have next Tuesday off work, so we're going to get it and play it.
That's not going to help you. That's going to be Wednesday you need.
No, it's the 20th.
Is it? Mm-hmm. Oh, tomorrow. Oh, it is too. Look at that. Monday night we get to play it. Actually, 11 p.m. Monday night.
Ah,
I had my time.
Silly buggers.
That'll be good.
Silly boys.
Yeah, it's okay.
Well, now that we've sort of covered half of what Josh has been up to for the rest for the week, what have you been up to for the rest of the week, Josh?
That's really kind of it. Before, up until Friday, I was just finishing out playing my free trial of Final Fantasy 14.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, that happened. It's done.
You were starting to dig it.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to get it just yet.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not finished with Guild Wars 2. There's still more that I'm doing in that. So that's probably the MMO that I'm going to stick with at the moment. So I've played a little bit more Guild Wars 2 as well, but that's kind of it. So it was Final Fantasy 14 up until the weekend, and then pretty much Sea of Thieves, and then I haven't done anything since then. Oh, we did go see Black Panther too, so on the weekend. So yeah, that was another thing that happened. That pretty much covers me out.
It did.
We can talk about Sea of Thieves another half hour though if you want. I don't mind. I got plenty of
story. Get out of here.
I really enjoyed it. I'm so excited for it. So anyway. What have you been up to, Perko? I want to hear what kind of shenanigans you've been up to.
Well, luckily enough, I managed to score a copy of Devil May Cry HD Collection. I'm a pretty big fan of the Devil May Cry games. I forgot how fucking hard they were, though. Holy shit.
Yeah, they're tough games,
pretty hard. Man. They are very tough games, hey. So I'm just playing through. I'm like, one, I'm going to go through one, then two, then three, because I haven't played them in years and years and years.
Correct me if I'm wrong, but the actual timeline of the games goes 3-1-2?
I think it potentially does, yes.
Yeah, cool. And then 4.
Pretty sure.
Yeah, I think that's the way it goes. 3-1-2-4. Anyways.
I think so too. But anyway, I'm playing through number 1 at the moment. There's some things that I forgot about old games. Things that make them inherently more difficult, but aren't necessarily good things. For instance, the fixed camera that exists in many old Resident Evil games. You've really got no camera control. Fighting enemies in a fast-paced sort of hack and slash that also has timing-based moves is really difficult when the camera keeps fucking changing by itself. So that can be a bit annoying. There's also no... I haven't found it yet. I'm up to mission 3. There's no lock-on to enemy. You just sort of seem to attack towards the nearest enemy in Devil May Cry 1.
Yeah, I didn't think there was a lock-on until later.
Yeah, so there's a few things I'm battling with that are making the game very difficult. I probably just battled through them years ago when it was released. I am really enjoying it, though. The actual HD-ness of it, the HD-ness, the remake, the remaster sort of stuff, is quite good. The game looks... You know, it looks pretty damn good. You can tell it's an aged game. You can tell it's a HD remaster. But it does look very, very good. The controls are nice and smooth and crisp. I'm keen to play more. I'm probably going to do a write-up on this one on the website, which will be nice and fun. And yeah, playing that. Very stoked to have it. Very stoked to be playing it. Other than that, I've been playing Final Fantasy 14.
You've been just mainlining that. As previously stated.
Yeah, I've been playing it a bit. Hey, I think I'm like near level 30, I think now.
I like how you pause waiting for the joke to be thrown in there about playing Final Fantasy 14. That's good.
Yeah. Yeah, righto. You bastard.
I'm enjoying it. It's good. Too, didn't you?
It's very chill. I got my mount. I got two mounts. I got a chocobo, who I named Seth, and I got a griffin, who I've named P-Tier.
That's fucking right, that griffin.
For P-Tier Griffin, the hilarious joke out of Family Guy when it used to be funny. I've been playing a lot of Final Fantasy 14. I've done a few dungeons now. I've done a couple of like low level raids. They're quite fun, and I don't really have too many people to play with because Josh's free trial has expired. So usually I stream it and just talk to people in chat and run around and give the game endless amounts of shit for its ridiculous names. And I met some fairy creature motherfuckers that were pretty much just a lettuce and an onion. They were pretty weird. But yeah, I'm enjoying Final Fantasy 14 still. It's very chill. Played some Fortnite. Won two solo matches. That was pretty funny.
But you won the solo matches the night after a good friend of ours was complaining that he never wins.
Yeah. He was losing his fucking brain at this game. He was flipping his nut. He goes, fuck this game. It's aiming shit. Everything's fucked in it. Can never win a game. It's fucking rigged. And then I played the next morning and did my first solo match and won it. And then played another one 2 days later and won that one. I think it's gotten easier. I don't know how, but I think more people... Like, Fortnite is the most popular game in the world at the moment. I'm pretty sure that the influx of players has made it easier, I think. Because I feel like I'm getting more kills.
There's more people that don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, I think so. Like, I feel like I'm getting way more kills on Fortnite than
I'd be able to kill all the previously. iPhone players anyway at the moment. They got no chance. So
how is that even going to be anyway? I did 2 weeks ago. I hit up the JB 2 for $40 sale really heavily and bought like 6 new games or something like that. And I've been playing through one of those, Gravity Rush 2, which is the sequel to Gravity Rush 1, which is the PS Vita title. Really enjoying that. That is a great, great title. Awesome mechanics in the game. Really cool art style. I like the characters. I like the story. Well, the story is a little bit slow at the moment, but I do like it regardless. I'm going to keep playing that. And when I have spare time, when I'm with my boy anyway, we've been playing Crash Bandicoot and Sonic. He really, really likes those games. So every time he's around, he goes, Bat Bandicoot, which means Crash Bandicoot, and then we play it for 2 hours or so, and all he does is just sit on my lap and I have the controller and he sort of has his hands on my hands and we just play. It's really cool. He thinks Crash Bandicoot is the funniest thing in the world, which is great.
To be fair, you did think Crash Bandicoot was the funniest thing in the world when it first came out as well.
He still does.
No, because when I was that age, I was a brooding emo teenager. And nothing was funny because my life was pain. Because we had a good family. Because I didn't have anything else to whinge about. So I had to whinge about other dumb things. Because that's what you do when you're an angsty teenager. But I think we've gotten through what we've been up to reasonably quickly.
Yeah, I think we're through now.
Well, let's do this then.
This is the fucking news.
Alrighty, let's have a look at what's been going on around the gamosphere. Students at Cushman School have pledged to never play another violent video game. Well done, Yudoris.
This kind of, I'm not going to touch it. It's just...
For a start, how many students have done it? For a second,
like
I don't, how are they going to prove that?
And like, what are they classing as a violent video game?
They actually had
a
hand in. They actually, instead of handing in guns, they handed in their violent video games from home.
You are joking.
Yeah, it's fucking... Yeah.
It's disgusting, yeah. To be honest. Anyways. Like, yeah, this is just shit from 20 years ago that... Go look at the studies, people, and we'll talk about it further on down the track. So NRA, fuck off and stop putting out bullshit news. Nier Automata still holds a final unpleasant secret. Have you sorted that out, Perko? I know you're a Nier fan.
Have I found the last secret that no one in the world has found?
Yeah, I thought you'd be on this straight away. Like, oh, that's it, I'm best.
Yeah, of course I found it. Tuesday, mate.
How long's this game been out for?
Over a year now. Yeah. It was its 1 year anniversary just a couple of days ago, from what I remember. It's still. Oh, when I think about my game of the year for 2017, my personal game of the year for 2017, it's so hard because fuck, I really like Nier, but there's some things I really don't like about Nier too. I don't like the color palette. I know it's supposed to be there for a reason. I really like all those. Like Josh turned to me the other day and he goes, there's 26 endings. I'm like, yeah. He's like, I thought there were three. I'm like, no. You have to play through the game three times to get the real ending. But if you die in the wrong spot or walk off the map in the right area, the game will just end. The credits will roll.
He's like, oh, all over again.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like, that's just too much. It's too much.
It's not too much.
I'm glad I'm not trophy hunter or anything. Can you imagine having to get all 26 of those?
You can just buy
endings?
The trophies in that game, man.
There's a vendor in that game that sells all the trophies.
It's so funny.
But you have to get to that vendor, you've got to finish the game twice. Yeah, you have to finish two playthroughs and then do like a couple of missions at the start of playthrough three, and then you can get to that vendor.
So they're like, I think at that point, you might be sick of playing this. So we'll give you the option not to play it anymore.
Because I still played through the third one as well. I think I bought two or three trophies out of the 20 something there are. But I did platinum that game. But I did buy a couple of them because it was hilarious. That's the vendor of the year 2017. Trophy seller.
That's great.
He's even got the full story behind it, though. It's like, I've got this side business, some stuff that you probably want, but no one's allowed to sell.
Yeah, it's such a shady, dodgy deal. It's so fucking good. But yes, so apparently the deal behind this is the creators of Nier have come out and said, no, there's still a secret that no one in the world has found, and now the collective internet is losing their fucking brains trying to figure out what it is.
I love that kind of shit, to be honest.
I love it. So good. So hopefully it comes out soon. Hopefully it's something really dumb, like, I don't know. 2B's face mask or some weird shit like that. I really don't know. I have no idea what it would be. But anyway, COD Blops. I love that, hey? It's so good. COD Blops 4 has officially been announced. It's releasing on Bloctober the 12th. COD Blops. Bloptober. Oh, man. This is just the best anagram. Like, was it acronym for a game ever? COD Blops?
COD Blops.
So this is Call of Duty Black Ops 4, obviously.
Yeah, did a little bit of a sneaky. They gave the hat out to the dude and said, go walk out with the hat on. Everyone lost their shit going, is that really what it is? And then they went out and said, yeah, that's what it is. The interesting thing, October 12th feels a bit early, and I'm assuming that is because of Red Dead Redemption 2 dropping on the 26th, but I can't tell because I've never bought a Call of Duty game for like 5 years.
They usually come out in November, don't they?
That's what I thought too. It was either very, very late October or early November. I'm just trying to... That's my gut feeling, and obviously October 12th just feels really early, and this is the first
Do you reckon this one's going to go? Because they've had a year of World War II and people were reasonably disappointed, and I don't think it sold that well.
Well, hasn't Black Ops been one of their... Like, when it was getting released, it was one of their...
Most popular franchise,
wasn't it?
So, yeah, it is. Yeah. Oh, well, That's outside of Modern Warfare, yeah.
Yeah, but I think also the fact that there's more people buying it now than when Modern Warfare was a thing. Yeah. But
well, why would you not? It's called Cod Blops.
But see, they can cross a lot of time periods with Black Ops, so it sort of gets away from that futuristic thing 100% all the time. But yeah, look.
Nah, COD Black Ops 3 was pretty futuristic.
Yeah, I know, but I think it'll be a lot less that this time. But we'll wait and see. We'll get a little bit...
It's going to be World War II Black Ops.
No, World War II is owned by Battlefront this year, they reckon. So,
yeah, okay.
Hopefully, if it does... I don't really care, to be honest. I'm not going to play it.
It's probably going to be present-day COD Blops.
Yeah, it'll have some Vietnam shit in there, and it'll have all that kind of stuff. Because Vietnam... honestly, is the one that they probably should all be heading towards a bit more than what they...
Vietnam is the one that America doesn't want to touch, but...
Yeah, I know.
It's a pretty fucking... It's, you might ruffle a few jimmies touching
care.
That one.
I'll ruffle some jimmies in a sec when we get down to a little bit more, a few other...
Yeah. Fair enough.
Poor America.
The old hizzy, the old H1Z1 has gone F2P. Free to play.
So if we follow the trend, okay, so H1Z1 becomes the world killer. It then falls from grace as Battlegrounds comes up and takes its place. H1Z1 goes free to play. Battlegrounds falls from grace as Fortnite takes over. Battleground goes free to... Oh, I don't know. Anything could
potentially happen. Potentially. I don't think Battlegrounds has had the fall from grace that H1Z1 has had.
No,
though.
I'm just looking into the future. It will happen.
Yeah, but the developers don't completely ignore their game. They've been releasing updates and stuff.
No, but yeah, it's free to play. That's all the versions. That's Auto Royale, Battle Royale, and I'm assuming the base game, but maybe not. So I haven't read that far into it. I just wasn't concerned too much about this because no one's playing H1Z1 anymore.
Yeah, I wasn't even aware it was still a thing, to be honest with you.
Of course it is.
Yeah, well, they just released the Auto Royale version, which is the 4-player... You cannot get out of your car versions of the Battle Royale franchise.
That actually sounds fun as fuck. Like car combat.
Yeah, it sounds pretty cool. And it ties in with this free-to-play thing. Now I can personally have a go. Even though I own the game, so it didn't really matter. But more people can have a crack at that version of the game.
I think I'd sooner play H1Z1 than Battlegrounds these days. I mean, Fortnite is my go-to.
Yeah.
When I'm talking about Battlegrounds-based games. But I think I'd probably sooner boot up H1Z1 than PUBG, maybe.
Yeah, I've got that feeling. That the whole thing is they always had that microtransaction feel of a free-to-play game where you had to buy the keys to open the crates. This now makes it feel a little less dirty to do that because it's free-to-play. They did give away some custom stuff
after
to people.
Yeah, millions of people have already fucking purchased it. But
yeah, I know. That's the... Yeah. But look, it's free. Play it. If you want.
Or don't.
Play Fortnite.
Or don't.
Or play the next one that's going to take over from Fortnite before it takes off. Yeah, go for it. But
here we go. Here we go, Wilco. Do you want to?
This is really cool.
Hang on. Wilco, what happened?
The Division 2 has finally been announced by Ubisoft. Now, there's some really cool things about this. We recorded Locked On, and in that podcast I said we've got no Division news because the state of the game's in about 5 hours and they'll probably announce something massive and we've missed it. And they did. They came on to... So, of all things, they got the developers to go on to their state of the game, which is their news thing that they've done every week to the community. It's straight to the community. It's a stream by the community managers and a few other people they pull in at the time. They went to them and said, this is what's happening. We are working on the Division 2. Not Ubisoft putting out a trailer or Ubisoft going to some head honcho like in a conference call or anything like that. This was the developers talking straight to the community saying, we are making a sequel to the game that you guys love so much. That is like unheard
of. It's cool.
To be honest.
It's really cool.
There's some other cool things that have come out since. And E3 is when we're going to know more. They literally said on that stream, you will not hear anything else from us until E3. Be ready for E3. We're all going to be there. There's some stuff that's come out today where people are saying, or Ubisoft's talking about it being the biggest development team they've ever had on a project. Now, I know that doesn't mean much because basically everyone in Ubisoft, there's so many people in Ubisoft these days. And but when they did announce this, they did rattle off about 7 or 8 studios that are going to be working together to make this game. So they are taking it very seriously. They have been working on this since before The Division launched, like conceptual things. So a group of people went off and said, what happens if this game is big and what are we going to do in the future with it? So that sort of stuff, that team slowly grew over time. And
I can't wait. I can't wait in The Division 2 to just shoot more humans with millions of bullets and then not die.
Yeah, that's, look, it's an RPG. That happens. So
no, it doesn't happen. At least in fantasy. Don't set it in... don't set it in reality. Please don't set it in reality. Just change it up a bit. Because then I don't care about it not being realistic. If it's fantasy, if it's sci-fi, anything else but reality.
This is
if you're in reality and I shoot you more than once, you should be dead.
Yeah. Look, not, this is... I sort of said it on Locked On the other week that I want the Tom Clancy franchise to sort of embrace this weirdness that they've taken on with the aliens that have come, or zombies coming into Outbreak in Rainbow Six and Predator into Wildlands.
That was fucking cool. And that was really fun to play.
Yeah, so like I want them to be like, have an alien invasion technically possibly could happen, and then these things could take a lot of hits and things like that. But yeah, look,
release a dance game and call it Oh So Fancy Tom Clancy Dance Party.
That's it, do it. You heard it here first.
Do it.
But yeah, look, we'll talk about it more next week when we do our next episode of Locked On. But it is, I just thought the fact that they did it to the community straight up rather than doing it any other way is just amazing. So
yeah, that's cool. That is cool. From one game being announced to another game being pushed back, Days Gone has been delayed till 2019. You know, I am usually a pretty big proponent of PlayStation. I usually like a lot of their first party stuff. I'm really not excited for Days Gone, and I think it's because I'm just completely and utterly zombied out.
Yeah,
I'm just done. I'm just done with them. They've been done, like,
but this
fuck.
Is 2 weeks in a row that Sony has used their blog. This is what I've just said for the divisions. That's going to sound like I'm going to sound like a douche, but
That's because you like Ubisoft and you like The Division.
Yeah, probably. But like last week Sony came out and said, oh, by the way, in their blog, Detroit Become Humans coming out on the 22nd of May. Yeah, cool. And then this week they came out in their blog and said, oh, by the way, Days Gone's never had a release date, but we're delaying it till 2019. And that's
I think they did say 2018 for Days Gone year's E3, I thought.
Maybe. But yeah,
for some reason I had in the back of my head that it was actually meant to be late 17 and then got delayed to 18, and this is the second delay.
It got announced in 16 and then sort of it's one of those titles that's the last sort of, besides Final Fantasy 7 Remake and Shenmue 3, it's one of those last titles of that era of where Sony said, yeah, we've just started working on it, it'll be out in 3 to 5 years, and then showed it every three afterwards. So everyone sort of expected this year at the latest, but yeah, it seems to be no. But whether that's like, this could come back to, it was slated for October for release and then they've gone, well,
let's not battle fucking
and our games work so well in March anyway, so let's just push it back and put it into March. The other theory could be that, hey, we've got Last of Us 2 coming out this year, which I highly doubt. And there's gone more.
If they did, it would be coming out end of year around that break. Yeah. So that could make sense, I guess. But I just think everything's going to get out of the way of Red Dead.
Yep. And I think this is, if we are right with Call of Duty, then that is the first two big scalps that have just gone, no, we're not having a part of this.
Rockstars? No, there's God. Yeah, no. Rockstar released a game in fucking 5 years. We're getting the fuck out of here. Yeah.
And the funny part will be Red Dead Redemption 2 gets delayed till mid 2019, and
don't
then there's
you
just
dare
this massive fucking void in October.
That. Touch wood.
Suddenly all these games get pulled forward.
Yeah. Oh, this game's ready. We were going to release it, but Red Dead was there.
Yeah. God, do we even have to talk about this? So Trump's video game.
No, we don't have to.
Let's just fucking skip that. It's so ridiculous. It's so
dumb. He pulled
in
all his righty mates and no one to actually support it. And then the game devs. That was the funny thing. Like, the game devs, or the publishers, sorry, that sell games, so it's in their interest to sell games, so they're not going to ask for it to be any games. To be. And then he's got his righty mates, which, like, don't survive unless there's this controversy in the world. So if they actually do win and violent video games get taken off the market, they've got nothing to whinge about. So then they're out of a job as well.
Or nothing to play in their spare time, because I guarantee you half those cunts play GTA.
Yeah, that's it. It was the dodgiest list of people who were going to be there.
So dumb.
Let's move on to Nintendo Direct.
Oh, yeah, the Nintendo Direct was pretty cool.
I still haven't watched it, but I have heard about it on just about every outlet.
So I'm going to be a bit facetious when I say this. So the only game that came out that isn't available on another platform pretty much at this point is Smash, which is awesome.
And there's a
No More Heroes sequel, which is actually really cool as well, because No More Heroes is fucking rad.
Really, how much, like...
But everyone was losing their minds about Okami HD and Crash Bandicoot, and everyone was losing their minds about Dark Souls coming to Switch and all sorts of stuff. Mm. And, like, I just... it's available on other platforms.
I would still argue that Smash Brothers fairly likely could involve a lot of stuff, content that was on a previous generation console anyway.
It could. So we'll go through the list here. So games coming to the Switch: Okami HD, Crash Bandicoot, South Park. I think that's the
Fractured Butthole.
Yeah.
Yep. Hyrule Warriors, Little Nightmares. There's going to be a new Dark Souls amiibo. Dark Souls is definitely coming to the Switch as well. More Octopath Traveler info was released. A No More Heroes sequel, Travis Strikes Again, was announced and apparently arriving in 2018. And right at the end of the whole fucking thing, everyone was like, "Well, thank you very much for coming. Actually, we have one more thing." And bam, Super Smash Brothers announced, and it's this year. To which fucking people lost their brains. Aneurysms, worldwide strokes, car crashes, fucking cats and dogs living together, all that sort of shit. And the internet just blew up. And for about 30 minutes, I thought the Hulk had actually come to life and was in a city breaking stuff, because all I saw on Twitter was smash, smash for like fucking half an hour. And I was like,
what the fuck?
Someone's created real life Hulk and he's going on a rampage or some shit. But no, it was just Super Smash Brothers, which is cool. I'm pretty keen for it. I've never been into Super Smash Brothers. I've never been able to get into one despite being a fighting game fan. Hopefully this one I will get into when I do buy a Switch, because I do want to buy a Switch.
So the one thing that everybody's now doing, obviously from that trailer, is because it starts off with the two, and I'll probably get the names of them wrong, the Inklings or whatever they are from Splatoon.
Oh, the Squid Kids.
Squid Kids,
whatever their names are.
And then obviously the Smash logo bursts into flame behind them.
Yeah.
And everybody's starting to take screenshots of that, because you can actually see the character lineup is in front of the logo. It's all black. And then everyone's like, "Oh, is that so and so? This looks like, you know, this outline looks like it might be George or whoever, you know." So everyone's trying to do that and blow it up and
Did you see the picture on Twitch on Twitter that someone was like, "This looks like Knack from Sony"? Well, I'm like, "Nah, I don't think so, mate."
There is not the rumor. They came out and said that Geralt will be in a game yet to be released as a character.
Geralt. He's going to be.
They reckon Soul Calibur, but this is now Dark Horse technically, because this is releasing this year and it's...
It is. I don't think it's going to be this. The Witcher has not been on any Nintendo console. But Metroid has been on Nintendo consoles.
What happens if The Witcher ends up on Switch at the end of the year as well?
I don't know if it can.
Come on.
I have faith.
I love my Switch, but I'd probably agree with Matt. I don't think The Witcher would ever come.
I'm just throwing out the stupid theories because it will be Soul Calibur. It makes complete sense. It's the first thing I went to. So
yeah, it will be Soul Calibur. How about this one for a theory? Now that Dark Souls is on the Switch, we might see some Dark Souls characters in Smash.
I could see that.
Mm-hmm.
I
can see that.
I don't really care.
I know we're all. You know, or the world basically is excited for possibly a new Super Smash Brothers. But the one thing
I'm more excited for No More Heroes, to be honest.
Well, actually, the one thing I wanted to quickly touch on that I haven't really looked at, and I've got the demo, I haven't played it, was Octopath Traveler, a little RPG from Square Enix that looks like, everything I'm starting to read over the past couple of days, looks like it could be really, really, really good.
Oh, really?
So I'm keen to have a look at that and get
Wasn't
some
that the one they teased at E3 last year, a new RPG from Square Enix?
I think that was it, yeah. So
That's right, and this was the code name for the project, and then they've just gone, yeah, fuck it, let's just leave that.
That's the name, whatever. But like, I don't know, I'm pretty interested to get some more info, and I'll probably end up trying the demo the next couple of days on the Switch, if I've still got it.
Did you say it might be good?
I'm out then.
I'm out.
Oh, I don't play shit games.
Sorry.
You won't be there.
Speaking of shit games, Dota 2. Dota.
Yeah, right. I don't even know where to start with this. Dead game. Move on.
Okay. Dota was announced. I don't know what it is, but it's something.
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing. I read up a bit about it today. It seems like... I don't know. Hey, I'm a bit confused by it. I need to read up more on it and see what people's opinion is of it. I personally haven't been following the pro Dota scene for a little while now. It pretty much happens with me every year. What happens is around international. I tried playing a game of Dota about 2 weeks ago and just about fucking offed myself afterwards. It was horrid.
So it went well.
Not really. It was meant to be a turbo game, which is supposed to be really quick. It was still 50 minutes and we fucking lost anyway. Fuck my life. So. Usually around August, I think it is when the international is. I'll get into Dota like June or July, and then in the lead up to the international, so I know who the good teams are, I know who everyone's like, you know, I know enough to watch the international and be really behind it, and then I will watch nothing but Dota for 3 or 4 weeks during August or September, whenever the international is, and then by that time the international's over, I'm pretty done for a year with Dota. Especially just because to keep up to date, you've got to keep... God, there's so much just drama between all the players all the time. And it's just... It's kind of draining, actually, to be a Dota fan sometimes. But this whole new... I haven't read too much about it. I know it's got to do more so with, like, a subscription-based thing, and you get... I think it's a subscription-based thing where you get, like, passes to all of the big events throughout the year. I don't think I'm going to be purchasing it, even being a Dota fan, or whatever I am now. But it's going to be interesting to see this year, because I think their player base has dropped off a bit with games like PUBG and stuff coming out. The Dota, it's still one of the most played games on Steam. It's still, you know, still not dying. But I don't think... I'll be interested to see if this year we reach the same tens of millions of dollars worth of community-driven prize pool that we have in the past. And I think... they might know that, and this is their fix to try to get more consistent flow of money coming in, if you know what I mean. But yeah, it gives you a bunch of stuff. Like, it gives you levels on characters, so if you're really into a certain character, then you can level up a particular character and complete challenges for them and all that sort of stuff. So it does, like, the new Dota Plus unlocks a whole bunch of things in-game that sound really cool, and I would probably pick it up if I played any more than one game every few months at this point.
And then regretted it afterwards.
And
as well.
Then immediately regret it. Yeah. But I think I'd play more Dota if the community online wasn't so toxic, I think.
Well, look, that's...
Because not playing...
You should do a panel about that, man, at PAX, to be honest.
that's the one thing...
Watch this space.
That's the one thing that I've always struggled with Dota. I tried to pick it up a while, yeah. Couple
people
of years
just
ago,
dicks, man.
After you, hey, you could I think up. you, Matthew, you told me, no, probably. Get into Dota, it'll be great. And I like played a couple of matches, and people were raging. I'm like, this is my second match, and they're like, well, you shouldn't be playing online. I'm like, well, it's a fucking online game. What do you want me to do?
You could probably get both your panels that you want to do out of Dota, to be honest.
Probably. Yeah, we'll get into that a bit later if they actually get approved. So yeah, it'd be nice if they do. I'll be stoked if they do, actually, because it's very important topics to talk about. Mm-hmm. But moving
this is
on,
another very important topic that needs to be discussed a bit better.
It
too.
Is. So earlier today, and this is pretty new news. A tweet went out, and I forget who it was originally that tweeted it out, saying, "Any half brick." Actually, a little bit of backstory. Halfbrick Studios, the guys behind Fruit Ninja, they're an Australian indie dev company. They shot
it's
to fame
around
with,
for a long time.
They've been around for a long time.
Brizzy too, I think.
Yep, Brisbane based. And they released Fruit Ninja and catapulted to world fame because Fruit Ninja was fucking huge on iOS and all mobile devices. They released a few other games as well. And today...
It was SMG Studio. Yeah, SMG Studios. Said, sad news about Half-Brick today.
Didn't they say to any Half-Brick staff?
Hit us up, yeah. DM's open to chat. And then that sort of set our Discord aflood going, what the hell's going on?
What the fuck is this? Like,
they've basically made half the team redundant.
Yeah. So the headline is Half-Brick makes half their staff redundant, more or less.
And that's
which is incredibly sad.
There's no money in the Australian games industry from anyone to help them get out of any kind of funk that they're in. And when you're in a funk, there's nothing you do but lay people off. So hearts go out to those poor Aussies that are stuck with this. And if we can do anything to help, I know we've only got a small reach, but let us know. And we try and hit, give indies as much breath as we can on our content. But yeah, it's just sad. And I wish this was a topic that more people were talking about and we could get the government to actually respond, but they're just not taking it seriously. And unfortunately,
it's because they're video games. They're played by kids, mate. You know, like that's unfortunately still the. And we live in a country where people, like some of our leaders, have said, you know, you don't need access to fast internet.
I know, and it just pisses me off. And anyway,
if the government was looking for the pulse, that you know, for the tech world, they've got their hand so far away from the pulse, and it's shoved firmly up their ass at this point. They need to fucking pull it out and find the pulse because they're well off it. Half-Brick, condolences to any of the staff that lost their jobs. I hope you guys bounce back and, you know, find something else.
And this is like, it was Whip that brought it up in a Discord today. Now, Whip is studying to move into the game development industry, and
this kind of shit scares him.
Oh, it'd scare anyone. And there's so many people studying it at the moment. There's 990 something full-time jobs in the industry in Australia. There's almost more studios in Canada than there are full-time employees in Australia.
That's insane, hey?
And we both have the same GDP. We have pretty much everything is identical as far as population and income. And they've got 770 something studios, and we've got 998 employees.
there's also a lot more people in Canada, but you know, that's
no, whatever. There's not. The populations are actually fucking fairly close to each other.
Yeah, fair. It's fucking sad. Like, yeah, I don't know.
Our dollars are almost the same. The GDP is almost the same. Everything's almost the same, and we're fucked. But anyway, let's move on to some really cool news about Overwatch League team. I don't know what this is. A twice suspended player.
Yeah, so
why would they release him? Why would they have him in the first place?
Because the player's name was actually Todd Carney, and he pissed in his mouth. That's gross.
I didn't realise that makes sense, because they did say AFL and NRL teams are buying into this kind of evil stuff, isn't it?
So. Yeah, no, I think some AFL teams already have. So they it's just have,
yeah.
So for anyone outside of Queensland, the joke behind that is there was an NRL player named by the name of Todd Carney who got in lots of trouble because a photo came out of him standing at a drink trough, pissing in his own mouth.
And that's only one part of it. There's dogs involved.
He got in lots of trouble for many months. Can't wait till the Cowboys pick him up, by the way.
This is too much sports. I was actually watching V8 Supercars the other weekend.
No, we're not doing this.
It's not a sports cast, guys.
The new CEO actually said the word esports in his little thing of what we're doing for the future.
You mean Espitz, we
said Espitz last night on Super Hype Train. You'll be happy with that. There's a clip of it. Good. I made a clip. It's all good. Proof. But yeah, it was just funny to see that these people that have no idea what they're talking about throwing the word esports.
Oh,
or
yeah, we're going into Espitz. Yeah, we're having a look at Espitz. We believe it's a pretty big business.
So back to the story, anyways.
There's no story here. Move on.
It's the first year of the Overwatch League. And it's
very
the first
successful
season
too,
of it.
I must admit.
It's about halfway done, and the team in America, Dallas Fuel, has had to part ways with one of their players due to.
Is his name Bubbles?
No, it was Felix. actually,
the same thing.
Anyway.
tell us why you got suspended twice. What was it?
Just being a dick, mainly. Being homophobic remarks during live streams. And
so he's moving into YouTube, you're saying?
Yeah. So you'll see him across everything else, I guess. I've heard he's gone straight into Dota. He's going to fit right in there.
Okay, I thought he was going to...
probably will too.
I thought he was joining up with PewDiePie to do a few videos.
Just being a dick online. You know, racial slurs.
There's not many of them out there.
So it just, again, goes back to that, what we were talking about a little bit earlier. Just don't be a dick.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, don't be a dick. Hashtag DBAD. Warframe is now 5 years old.
Yep.
And it's reached 38 million players on its anniversary. I've got to say, I actually downloaded it for the first time in a couple of years.
PS4's 5 years old? Was that a launch title for PS4?
No, it wasn't. No, it came to PS4 later. It was originally PC.
Yeah, it's originally PC. That was... Oh, was Xbox it? And okay. PS4, I think.
Although the PS4 might be getting close to five years old.
Yeah.
When I think about it.
But yeah, so
I have to check that.
38 million registered players, 7 million in the last year.
That's pretty good. It's had a good year.
Yeah.
It's not a bad game. I played a little bit. I played quite a few hours of it when I was living at yours, Josh. And it's not bad. It's pretty. I like the way that you get items and stuff in game, and I like the recipes and it's pretty good. I didn't stick with it because I didn't really have anyone to play. It's one of those games where it's better probably play.
Yeah, you need to play
with your friends.
Group.
Yeah,
but
yeah, I didn't mind it.
With the 5 year anniversary, they've released a bunch of stats. So it's players have rocked up 1.2 billion hours played. So that's 136,000 years.
Seems to be low.
There's been just shy of 53 million Warframes have been created. 234 million weapons have been crafted. Captain Vor, the first boss in the game, has been killed 53 million times. So
that's not very high.
That's actually...
There are 38 million players, and there's only 50...
If they're saying... If they're saying 53 million Warframes have been created that boss has been beaten 53 million times, that means that almost every person who's created a character
has at least,
whether
got to
it
that
be
point.
Their second character or not, has killed that boss,
mm-hmm.
which is pretty fucking good, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that the first boss of the game? You said,
it is a few missions
it's
in.
A few missions in. Okay. It's a good few hours in, maybe two or three. Yeah,
they didn't do the stats for the second boss though. Obviously, there's a drop off.
Because there's no real bosses after that. From what I've seen, it's just grinding.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just fucking crazy grind.
Okay, cool.
Oh, there probably is bosses. I'm being facetious when I say that, but that's where the game that's like the end of the tutorial.
As the expert on this, and I've just been led astray.
I'm not an expert on fucking anything, mate.
There is a fifth anniversary
anything.
Website launching apparently tomorrow as well. Go figure. Cool. And surprisingly, didn't even know this, they've got their own convention called TennoCon. It happens in July.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
If you're into Warframe, check it out.
We've got the USM Con as well. That's happening fairly soon. So keep.
That's where we just con you out of your money and steal your fucking wallet.
Yeah, it's happening in my backyard.
Come to USM
actually.
Con.
No, we just ransack someone else's convention and just call it our own.
USM owns this now.
That's it. Twitch and Brisbane, we're looking
now.
At you.
Fucking Fortnite crossplay has apparently been held. Man, this is so dumb. So Microsoft have actually come out and said, oh yeah, we wanted to do Fortnite crossplay, but Sony said no.
This is old news. It was originally put in the game, and it was people found out, and then Sony went shut that down, and they went okay.
I played with a PC player last night from my PS4.
Yeah, see,
you can play PC to Sony, you can't play Xbox to Sony.
Yeah,
and that's the cross platform that doesn't work.
And the next game, news articles. No, it's not even the next news article. You didn't put it in. Fortnite's coming to mobile phones.
Yeah, because I don't want to fucking report on that. It's ridiculous.
But you'll be able to play against iPhone people on the PC, and that will not be a bloodbath at all.
Good.
So is Fortnite the new Skyrim? Like, you can just get it on everything now? Like, you can get it on your microwave soon? On the fridge.
No, because I think people are going to get sick of it quicker than Skyrim. Skyrim's still around fucking 5 years, 6 years later.
I still get the urge to play that for some stupid reason, and I've got to fight that every time.
Good. Fight it.
Oh, I do. Like, every time I look at it on Switch, I'm like, yeah, that'd be cool.
Mm.
And then, I don't. So. Let's move
more Fortnite. This is the last of the Fortnite news. Apparently, Fortnite players, their Epic Games accounts, have been hacked and they're losing hundreds of dollars. Epic have actually come out and said that they are aware of the issue and are currently investigating. So yeah, if you're losing hundreds of dollars just randomly, then check your Epic Games launcher, check your account. Chances are you've been hacked and people are buying Fortnite items with your hard-earned cash. No longer are we in an age where if you fuck up and your identity gets stolen, that someone takes a loan out and buys a house like in your name. Now it's like buying some Fortnite items.
Oh, crap.
I wonder if it's EA hacking people's account to buy to make it seem more popular.
We've got to make this a thing, guys.
Yeah, fuck. Through to some happy news, maybe? Square Enix is hiring core members for Final Fantasy VII Remake. There was a job listing
Are they doing a Final Fantasy VII Remake, are they?
Yeah, so for core member recruits looking for those with game plan experience and especially those with level design and Unreal Engine 4 skills, the monthly salary to start at just over 300,000 yen, which is about $3,500. Now, I don't know if that's Australian or American, but they're saying it's in Tokyo. So, for those in the unknown, like Wilco, apparently, the Final Fantasy VII Remake was announced back in 2015.
It had been wanted for Guardian,
and the Shenmue 3. I referenced it before, that E3.
So, the Final Fantasy VII Remake was announced in 2015, and it was being developed for a while by a company called CyberConnect, but now Square Enix sort of stepped in and said, no, you're fucking all this up, and we're going to do it and fuck it up ourselves. I think so. I really can't wait to play this episodic disaster.
We're still going to be talking about this in about what? So 15? Yeah, so another 6 years, probably.
10. If we're going by Final Fantasy 15 standards, yeah, we'll be playing this in 2024.
And the best part is, cool, they will release Final Fantasy 7 Remake, and then 7 to 8 years later, they'll be finished with making this.
They'll be finished with the remake.
The complete edition will finally be released.
I wonder if they're already planning the Final Fantasy 15 remake. You know, like, okay, we're going to start that in 2050, boys.
No, they just came out and said we learned a lot from Final Fantasy 15 and about HD development, and we now got systems that will work quicker than what they did with that. And that's that was hilarious, because if you're going to make a game in under 15 years, good on you. That's really top notch. Well done.
Bloody Dories. I just thought this was
funny news.
Yeah, this is pretty cool. So the Mass Effect lead writer has quit BioWare for the second time.
There's a couple things with this. Like, he came back in, yes, to write Anthem. He's now left and said, oh, look, I'm done with Anthem. It's not going to affect the game. I've finished writing, so that's why I've left. But hold on. There's a 10-year plan for Anthem. It's a game with service. It's going to continue going on and on and on. Does that mean there's no story to go over those 10 years, or it's just that what's going on for the next 10 years of this game? If the lead writer just walked away.
He finished writing Anthem. This game is fucked. And he walked out.
Oh, it's funny though. It is funny.
EA just... I think they need to take a break for a bit.
They will. Burnout Remastered comes out very soon though. That's going to be the cash injection that they need.
Yeah, probably. Burnout's actually really, really rad, as long as I don't screw up the remaster somehow.
There's reviews coming out now that are sort of... I don't know, I have to read them, but it's 3 days away from launch.
That's it for the news anyway. If you would like to get a hold of us for the listener feedback section, then please do megacast@ultrasupermega.com.au or come and join our Discord. We're a friendly bunch of motherfuckers. We won't give you much shit at all. Sometimes.
Apparently Timbo's alive and well, I've just heard as well. So
that's good.
Yay,
good
day,
Timbo. Love you, Timbo. So come into our community Discord server and ask us questions in the podcast channel. It's there for that reason. First question tonight comes from Whippy Cunty Munty Monsty Hunty, our friend Whipflash. With the latest news about Halfbrick, where do you see the Aussie dev community going? Hopefully from strength to strength, Whip. I really, really want to see it keep growing and keep getting stronger. I think that it will. I'm not saying there's not going to be hurdles along the way, but gaming as an industry is too big for people to not eventually take notice and start putting some money into it. It's massive. It's huge. Mm. Look at Australian cinema. Like, Australian cinema is still far and away nowhere near as funded as overseas cinema, but you can make a living out of it here now. Like, it's possible to do that sort of stuff. Whereas, you know, 15, 20 years ago, it wasn't.
The film community is the one that's actually helping out. Like, the Film Victoria funds a lot of the games in Victoria. Film Queensland's just started helping out with the Queensland devs. It's getting better. It's a slow process, and I don't feel for you when you finish your degree that it will be there yet, but they're getting the acknowledgement they deserve. It's just scary. Like,
oh. I remember sitting down with some people at Netherworld in Brisbane, a bunch of devs one night, and the consensus was, yeah, no, if you haven't got a strong heart and if you don't love game development, you're not going to last
in
Australian dev.
It's just like the sad things I'm seeing is like, Damsel's such a good game, and then I go on that leaderboard and I don't even see it full.
Yeah.
And that scares the shit out of me. I see Party Golf, when it released on Steam, there was just leaderboards that weren't full on that, and this is like a couple of weeks after launch, and I'm just like, they're such good games and they're just not getting the recognition that they're saying. Well, that it's very Steam
hard. It's very hard, because I mean, it's almost an oversaturation in Steam. There's always something new to play. There's always.
I'm really excited. Like, every single dev we've had on is talking about the Switch as the console they want to get onto. It's starting to get a little bit oversaturated already, unfortunately, but like, they're getting the sales they deserve from that.
Yeah.
It's just such a hard, like, we need to help grow the industry by talking about these developers and games more than we are talking about the big AAA and getting sucked on things like Sea of Thieves. Like, I spend too much time talking about Sea of Thieves because I'm so excited about it. I need to be giving more oxygen to Australian indies, and it's just hard finding that balance. And
yeah,
like, when I do talk about it, no one listens, and that's the other catch 22 for content creators. It's, I want to talk about this really good stuff over here, and yet no one listens to it. But when I talk about this stuff also that I want to talk about that's AAA and doesn't need the attention, everyone wants to listen about it. So that's a weird tangent that I just took. I apologize. But I hope, all I can do is hope that someone finally starts giving them the support they need.
Yeah.
Otherwise, they'll end up going overseas, and that's a very viable option for most of these devs. Like, they don't want to, but if they did, there's plenty of money in it overseas. Like, we just talked about Canada before. There's plenty of money over there if they go there.
Yeah, there is. Anyway, it's a shit state of affairs, and I hope it gets better.
It does. It will. It will. Yeah. It has to.
Last Wave Agent has asked, if a free-to-play game doesn't have pay-to-win purchases, at what point have you purchased something to reward the makers? Do you have a ratio or a set amount you would pay into a game?
No.
Yeah, I don't have a ratio or a certain amount. Like, after playing a perfect example of Path of Exile, I probably spent 20 or 30 hours in that game before I bought anything. I was more than happy to purchase a couple of things from the store once I'd spent that much time, though, because I'd more than easily gotten my, you know, enjoyment out of it. I still think that's a great game. There's not really a scale or a ratio. Just once I think that they deserve it, I'm more inclined to pick something up.
The backstory to this one is Last Wave has also been sucked in by the Total War arena. He's playing that to death at the moment, and it was interesting. We're talking to Dennis about their model. There are premium units in that game, and you purchase them, they are not better. Like, they're free units that you can unlock are actually more powerful than the ones you can buy. So it's clearly you're not buying to get an advantage. What you're buying is you get a bonus grind. So you get bonus XP and silver each time you play with those premium units, but you are at a disadvantage because you're strength not going wise. To be as good strength-wise. Yeah. So that's how they do it in Total War, which I think is pretty clever and pretty cool. And like, they're units you can't buy with the in-game currency, so they look different on the field, and there's something a bit special about them. So that's where you get your value for it, I guess, and the grind. But that's where he's going on that. And like, I'm considering dropping some money on Total War because it is pretty good, and I'm spending a lot of hours on it. But that's the thing, like you said, it's that 20 to 30 hour mark. I feel like I don't feel like I owe them, but I feel because I'm still giving, like, I'm still playing it and giving it attention. But
I think,
yeah,
I think my first, my second day in Fortnite, I think I purchased the battle pass because I just, I was just, that's $14-15. I had a blast the night before, and I thought to myself, you know, I know I'm going to play this game quite a bit over the coming weeks. With some friends and stuff, I don't mind dropping $15 in this. I had the time of my life last night, and like, it depends on your enjoyment levels and stuff. Like, how much do you spend on going to the movies for 2 hours? $20 when you get popcorn and, you know, a drink, and that's 2.5 hours. So how do you like when you think about it? If you want to gauge your enjoyment on, you know, dollars per hour, then man, if you're spending, I don't know, $5 to $10 per hour for a really good time, whatever, who cares?
I think it's a really hard line for the developers to walk to try and get us as the users to do that. You know, like, because it can be a free to play game, but if it's as I said, really fine. You're like you don't want it to be okay. You have to buy this to progress, but if there's 100% no incentive to buy it, even if you've enjoyed it. Like, you might play it, okay, yeah, I've enjoyed it, I've finished it, there's no reason to buy or spend money on it. So I think it's like, it's a really fine looking line, and sick. Some people do it well and some people don't.
Looking real fucking rad in game, that's how you do it. You make most of the other people in the game that haven't purchased money look cool, but not crazy particle effect fucking flames coming off your eye sockets cool. And then if you spend $20, then you get fucking snakes coming out your butthole and fucking, you know, cobras in your hair and flames coming out your eye sockets and all sorts of shit, and people look at you and go,
that's
cool, motherfucker's got too much money.
but to his point about rewarding the makers, I'm actually one, I'll buy a game to support the makers of the game if I think that they deserve it. Like, there's a few games that I've bought, and I've just like I've bought that and played about 2 hours of it, but from what I've heard from everyone, it's a great game, and these games need to be made more of, so I add that one extra to the sales. Persona 5, I'm sort of in that same boat. I bought it, I'm probably never going to buy it. I only bought it half price, but like, it's a cool thing that everyone was talking about, that
I fucking love,
really,
that
we need more of that. I'm not buying Call of Duty because I don't really want to see more of that.
Special shout out to Holmes in 5. Two nights ago, I watched him start his Persona 5 journey, live on Twitch, and the look on his face when I dropped in chat, have fun for the next 120 hours, and his face just dropped. He went, "What?" I said, "Yeah, this game's 120 hours long, man, for a single playthrough." And the look on his face was fucking beautiful.
And then you told him, like, there's you need to do it like fucking 29 million times or whatever it is to fucking finish it.
That's a great game. I fucking love that game. I'm going to play through it again, I think, very soon. Which probably leads into the next question, actually. So next question is from Demuji. Why would a game add a new game plus mode but not scale anything? I understand people finish at different levels, but a level recommendation would fix that. I'm currently versing level 1 monsters that die when they hit me in Xenoblade's 2 New Game Plus mode.
Look, I haven't even finished Xenoblade's 2 yet, so I'm obviously not at New Game Plus mode. I don't know.
To feel like a boss, you walk up to an enemy and they hit you and die. That's fucking... No, it's honestly, a lot of developers put in there so people can clean up things when it comes to achievements and stuff. But hang on. Isn't this on the Switch? There are no fucking achievements. So it's fine. Don't worry about it. I don't know why they put it in.
I think Dishonored, when it does a new game plus, did it up the difficulty, or was it just so you could play through the game different ways?
I think a lot of people just do it for the ability to play through the game in different ways and like to clean up achievements and stuff. Like, I honestly think that's a lot of the reason that it's there.
I would need to...
Most of them should scale.
I would need to go back and do a bit of reading. I've just got something in my head that says the reason that they did come out and say the reason they were doing new game mode was so people could go back through and focus a little bit more on story than trying to get all the blades and stuff. But I do think that there is a couple of things that you couldn't do until new game. Like, or you know, right at the start that you just physically couldn't do until you'd finished it. And there's a couple of extra blades, I think, that you could not get until you'd finished it and come back through.
Which I can understand, so, and I appreciate. But if the game is so... One of the big issues I had with Final Fantasy XII was the game ended up playing itself. Once you set your gambit system up correctly, you sort of just run around and the game... You don't have to fight anymore if you've set your gambits up correctly. You don't have to do anything. So if you're jumping into New Game Plus, and from what I understand, this is also about an 80 to 100 hour playthrough for a single playthrough, and a lot of that story, a lot of that's just grind and everything. If you are then forced to run through hours upon hours upon hours of enemies that pose no real challenge, that die when they hit you, I don't see that as a fun experience.
No. You gotta, like, I understand making it easy, but from what he says, that's
too easy.
Too easy.
I don't know, Mooch. That's a good question, man. they probably added it for, like Josh said, reasons to pick up things that you couldn't in the original game, and maybe it not scaling was an oversight. I honestly don't know. Don't know.
Maybe he's still in the tutorial of scale afterwards. Who knows?
Potentially. Mooji, have you even finished the game, or are you just still on level 1, just 120 hours in the first area, and just max leveled now? Anyway, that's enough. That's the last of the feedback questions. If you want to ask us a question, as I said, you can email us at megacast@ultrasupermega.com.au or jump in the Discord and ask us in there. Let's start to close this thing out, lads. What are we looking forward to, Vilko? What are you looking forward to in the next few months, mate?
What's happening? There's not much happening, I don't think. Probably Sea of Thieves.
Yeah, I was going to say, fucking... Aren't you raving about that?
Yeah, I'm being facetious. I'm being Hutto, actually. Sea of Thieves. Honestly, next week, I am just... I went into Audi today looking for a $200 Xbox so I could play it out in my lounge room while my folks are here rather than being stuck in the PC, but they didn't have the $200 Xboxes anymore. So that's how pretty much excited I bought a coin, a special limited edition coin last night for Sea of Thieves after we finished our Super Hype Train podcast on Sea of Thieves, which will be out fairly soon. And I've got the controller and the charger for Sea of Thieves and the lore book coming, so I'm pretty keen for Sea of Thieves. What I'm keen for, though, is Far Cry 5, but I don't see myself getting time to play it at the moment. But I'm so keen for that, because everything they're talking about at the moment sounds unreal. With the arcade mode, the map editor, the season pass stuff, all that kind of stuff sounds amazing. So I want to get time for that eventually as well.
Good shit.
Yeah, Detroit. Getting close to
Josh.
That'll be me.
What are you looking forward to?
You know what? I'm not really looking forward to the end of this month because I don't know where I'm going to find the money to buy everything that I want. So there's obviously Sea of Thieves, and then A Way Out, I think, is the same week, and then Far Cry 5 is the week after. So that's, I don't know where I'm going to find the money for all that. And then, looking forward, we've got Extinction hitting us on the PS4 in April, and then God of War in April as well. So, fuck. I'm going to sell a kidney, I guess. I don't know.
Mm-hmm. I can't believe none of you guys have mentioned the best game coming out in March is Nino Kuni 2.
That's I left that for you.
Yeah. I'm looking forward to.
I didn't play Nino Kuni 1.
I'm pretty much looking forward to that. Yeah, it's because you're a Doris. I'm really keen for Nino Kuni 2 and Far Cry 5. They're pretty much the two games I'm really looking forward to. I'm also keen to play more of Devil May Cry, the HD collection, actually. Pretty damn keen on that. Other than that, where can we catch you, Wilco?
Just on Wilco's Chill Zone at the moment on Twitch and Twitter mainly. Maybe some stuff coming up on YouTube soon. I am trying to get 150 followers on Twitch by the end of the month, so go follow me there. That'd be cool. I'm only about 13 away at the moment.
Sure.
So pretty good. But we're having some good streams at the moment. We were actually number 4 on the directory last night while we're doing Super Hype Train. So that was pretty cool. And I think I was 2nd or 3rd for Total War Arena the other night on the directory. So yeah, it's good. I'm getting some good support at the moment. So jump on and join us.
That's great, man. Josh, where can we catch you?
Super Mega Josh on the Discord and Twitter. Jump into the Discord, give me a shout out if you want to play something, and if I've got it, we shall play.
Sounds good. You can catch me in the Discord and around Twitter at Matty Jerkins and on Twitch at Matt Jerkins, and catch us all at our website, ultrasupermega.com.au. We'll see you guys next week. Have a good week.
See you guys.
Bye-bye. See you, thieves.